Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Oh my gosh, and we are back. And by we, I mean we have a special guest today. But enough of that. Hold on a second. What is this? Why is this and who is this? This is, of course, the Rio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit Big Show 471. If you're just tuning in, where have you been for 470 weeks of my life? Anyway, my name's Mao, and with me, as for the first time ever...
Craft Brew Sally.
Yes, Craft Brew Sally, my wife of 100 million years who has never, ever listened to this show, not for a single moment. But I brought her in for a special... I always kind of figure she's saving this for after I'm gone, so she can listen to me from beyond the grave. All yes. My dumb talk.
You are correct.
471 weeks of dumb talk. Falling on deaf ears, as it were. Anyway, I brought Sally in for a very special reason. And this last week, we encountered some oddities or unique experiences that I wasn't sure my listening audience would actually believe were true.
Unless there was someone to corroborate.
Corroborating witness, and that is Craft.
That would be me.
Craft Brew Sally. Now, Craft Brew, do you do anything else with me?
I do.
What's that?
I am on the pinball junk drawer with you.
Wow, that sounds exciting. What is
it
that?
It is. It's about pinball. We talk about pinball nonsense.
Yes, and that you can do. Just go out and search. Do wherever you find your podcasts, search out Pinball Junk Drawer. And you'll say, on that show, my alias is Foghorn Leghorn, or sometimes Leghorn Foghorn, not Mao, as you've come to know me and love me. Or hate me? Hopefully love me. Anyway, but Craft Brew is just... Craft Brew Sally is only going by one alias. She...
Craft Brew Sally.
Thank you. Thanks for the clarification. Yeah, she wants to make sure that the cops don't have a long list, because if the cops would list my aliases, it would go on for a couple pages. I've been in a lot of... pointless endeavors, and I will continue that dumbness. So we're going to drop into some music while we gather our thoughts and scope out what's coming next, and then we'll delve into not one but two obviously odd stories that we wanted to share with you, and we'll be right back after these soothing musicians.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Soothing. That was, of course, Oakley Doakley from their Howdly Doodly album. I played White Wine Spritzer, Flander Doodles, You're a Jerk, and Godspeed Little Doodle, because I promise I will always play Godspeed Little Doodle whenever I play Oakley Doakley, because I gotta. So, all right, Craft Brew. Now, we didn't really discuss what we were going to say, because I kind of like to keep things loose. So, do you want to talk about the golfing shenanigans, or do you want to talk about the concert shenanigans first?
Let's go with the golfing shenanigans first.
Okie dokie. So, now, to preface this, I've been on a little bit of a kick. I haven't swung a golf club in about 18,000 years, because the last time I did, I pulled a muscle across my back and then cried like a baby for 18 years. So, what happened was I had found some ping irons. We've been talking about going to the golf range, the driving range for a while, because I've lost some weight and I've been working out, not working out so much, but we're working back towards some things that I've really missed. And one of them was
golfing.
So we're not good at it, but we have fun doing it. So, you know, like most people. And then a couple months ago at this point, probably, I happened upon some Ping Zing irons at a thrift store that were fairly cheap. So I re-gripped them, and then I kind of got all hot and bothered. So I dug out our clubs, and then mine, of course, were sticky garbage because they were in a Florida garage, and they were in a Wisconsin garage, and super extreme heat going to super extreme cold makes rubber kind of super gross. So I was re-gripping them and cleaning them up and kind of getting the fever, as it were. Now, we're probably about 18 months away from getting out to the thing because, well, it's never going to stop snowing.
Because it's spring and it's supposed to snow tonight.
It was as we were getting involved in this, I was like, well, it snowed for 2 weeks straight like we've never seen before. And then it went zoomed up to 50 and then it snowed, but it was like 40. And then my brain kind of fell out of my nose, and I pushed my brain back up into my nose because it literally was 40, and it literally was white out snowing for about 12 hours on Saturday. So I was like, this is not how nature works, but okie doke. So now, anyway, we're looking around, and I was like, hey, there's a driving range very kind of really close to us. That's interesting. And I look it up. Okay, well, let's swing by. So we pull in, and this is just a little building, and you can see it's in the middle of whatever fields and whatever, because most things are in the middle of fields in Wisconsin. And got out, and there was a car there, and you kind of got this, like, I don't know what we're getting into. Now, my spidey sense wasn't going off full force because it is off season, so I'm kind of like, well, nobody's. You know,
nobody's
I was surprised.
Really buying golf stuff right now.
Yeah, I was surprised it was open anyway. So I was like, let's swing by and check it out. I'm not adverse to that. So we get out of the car and we go into this place. And right off the bat, I'm kind of like, this is weird. You know, did you feel that?
Yeah. I was like, you walk in and there's like an old guy sitting in a recliner.
Like a living room.
Yeah. And the customer that was in there is just like standing next to him talking to him, like,
and the whole place is like overflowing with bags and golf clubs, but they're all the same golf club. Like, it's not like if you walk into a local golf shop, first of all, you're gonna have to stand back up because when you look at the prices, you're gonna be like, oh my heart, you're gonna fall down, you're gonna do that I'm coming Elizabeth thing from Sanford and Son. But then you're like, okay, that sticks over, and you'll get it and be like, holy crap, this stuff is expensive now. And then, but there's like, oh, there's Ping, and there's TaylorMade, and there's Cobra. There's, like, you go down the line, and there's all that stuff. You know, there's, but this is just one kind, and it's all the one kind, and it's, every wall is filled with the one kind.
The one kind being the guy that
made it.
Was sitting there in the recliner.
So, you go, that's something. Now, everyone's different. I really enjoy the very flippant, I don't even care if you're here or not kind of interaction with a shopkeep. I need to talk.
Unless you have a question.
Yeah.
Then it's nice if they like acknowledge that you're in there.
Of course.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I am just going to snoop around and laugh at stuff in my head and then leave. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm
going to do. Or you're going to call me over, and then we're going to laugh at stuff.
Perfect.
Yes.
And that's exactly it.
Yeah.
I was not mentally or physically prepared for what followed. Now.
Right.
The guy who was standing in there kind of said, okay, because he kept talking. He's like, okay, well, you guys are new here. And I was like, well, yeah, kind of, yeah, we're new. We're just getting back into golf and blah, blah, blah. Well, here's the guy. See ya. This guy literally like kind of pushed him off on us and ran out the door. And I went, oh, that's curious.
So we're kind of guessing that, well, we were there for about 45-ish minutes. So we're guessing that this guy was at the end of his 45 minutes and was ready to go.
Yeah. Well, and I generally like to keep my door-to-door about 3 to 8 minutes. 8 minutes tops if I really like something. But most things are 3 to 5 minutes and I'm ready to go.
I can confirm this.
So this guy was talking. And he's talking. And he was saying some stuff that was kind of interesting and curious. And I was like, huh. And he's showing the pictures on the walls and of, like, him with people. But were they? Because you don't know.
Because they were old pictures.
Like, really old pictures. And you're like, well, this was like... You remember that pterodactyl on the Flintstones that pecked the pictures? That's what it was. It was a stone tablet. It might have been the commandments. I wouldn't know. But I went, oh, that's wild. But then he was like, well, what do you do? And I was like, well, I do I'm a graphic artist, you know. Because that's what I've done my whole life is graphics and graphic work. I'm not an artist. Let's get that clear. I'm a graphic artist. That means I'm very good at stealing stuff and making it fit work through a printer. Not stealing stuff, working on files and stuff, you know. But I can typeset and I can do some graphic work. Well, his ears perk up. Well, can you do some? And I'm like, well, yeah, I just told you I do it. But everything was awkward. And everything seemed like he didn't really listen to what I said. And he just went off some other tangent.
Yeah. That happened a lot. Because it was like he asked, what kind of clubs you play with? And then he's like, oh, okay. And showed you something else.
And I didn't even like, I don't even know if he knows what he said.
Yeah, and I don't think so.
Yeah, okay. And then he's like showing me stuff and everything was like, had to move 25 things to sit down to show me one thing. And I start going, oh no, this is great. Like this might be bad. Like I was kind of not... I don't even know how to describe this. Like, I knew I was in too deep. I knew I wanted to just leave. And that was like 20 minutes ago. Yeah. But you can't, because now you're like standing in the office in by some guy's piles of stuff by his computer. And he's trying to show you stuff. And you're like, can you do this? I was like, well, yeah, that would take like 12 seconds. What are you asking me? Like, what do you want from me? And then finally, like, we just kind of kept on
moving towards the door.
Exiting out and exiting out of conversations, even though, because some stuff was interesting, but mostly not. And then we got to the car and we're like, oh my God. I was kind of like shaken. You know, I just wanted to, I was like held captive by someone's grandfather, but it wasn't my grandfather. And he was telling me stuff I didn't know about or care about. So, and then we're sitting there and Crafter, what you were just like.
I was like, what did we just go through?
What just happened, basically? And I'm driving away. I literally pulled over before I got to the main road. I was just like, I got to collect my thoughts. I took a sip of coffee. I'm like, I gotta remember that I'm on Earth. And I got to remember how to drive pilot this craft we're in.
It was sort of like, because we didn't know exactly where in Wisconsin we were. We knew we were close to home, but we didn't know how to get home from where we were. But you like threw it in reverse and like started driving off.
I gotta go before this guy chases us.
Then we pulled over and so we could like get it in the GPS and you could like figure out
decompress.
Yeah,
again, decide if I'm still on this planet
or yeah
not. It was just great. But the thing is, the other thing is, because he's asking me stuff about graphics, I was like, well, yeah, I can do graphics. Everything I was looking at, because he was talking about books and he's talking about this and that and the other thing, and everything was old. Like the files were all, because that's what I was kind of looking, because you can get caught up in someone talking their shtick. And I was looking and everything was like, you know, early 2000s or 2011 or 2014. You're like, oh no, this guy hasn't really done anything for 20 years. He's just remembering some stuff and he has the dreams. but he's just remembering of the dreams. Like, you know, and you go, oh, man.
It was a little sad, but...
Whatever. Yeah. You know, he has more than we have. He has a room full of golf clubs. It just, it was wild, you know. And then maybe if we went there in the summer and this was in full spring swing, maybe he has, like...
Maybe it's different.
Other employees working there and everything's out in the... Because, you know, everything was piled full of junk that it was not usable.
But it was like... It kind of looked like storage for...
That's
like, I couldn't tell if it was like winter storage or if it was like...
It might be. Yeah. Yeah, it might be like totally functional. If you went there in the summer, you'd be like, well, it's all open and everything's rolling.
But they're in indoor like driving ranges.
So you could be
but
using them.
But full of stuff, so you can't even...
It was wild.
Yeah.
It was just one of those wild experiences that you go, man, okay. So... Well, we escaped with our lives, thankfully.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'm talking to you from the grave. I'm not. We've established that. So, and I don't think we're going to go back there. I think I'm going to, there's other places that I think will be much more flippant about my existence, and that's where I will go.
Yeah.
So,
whoa. That's it. Yeah.
We're going to drop in some music, and then when we get back, part two of this show is more wacky shenanigans. Hang on to your hats, folks.
Shut up, monkey. I got company, dude.
Diameter 4.9 miles, mass over 6,000 megatons, and speed of 1,750 miles per second.
And destination, Earth.
We'll be right back. will do, spy. You are caught.
Temporarily?
Wrong. Permanently. Do you think your friends on the freighter can help you now? You have failed. Take him outside and get rid of him.
But, sir, aren't you going to question him?
When we decode the plan, we will have all the answers we need. Do what you're told, fool!
We'll be right back. You didn't pay your taxes?
I would have, but I didn't have any money.
Hoppa, hoppa, hoppa! Come one, come all! See Evel Knievel, an exciting motion picture about the most fearless and fascinating performer of all time!
Yeah, a real nut.
Hoppa, hoppa, hoppa! See Evel Knievel, the story of a daredevil who wants to jump his motorcycle over the Grand Canyon!
It's a wonder he's still alive!
Hoppa, hoppa, hoppa! See Evel Knievel, last of the gladiators, ride his bike into the air and over the fountains at Caesar's Palace, Las Vegas!
You should only know what happened to him on the way down.
Evel Knievel, starring George Hamilton, Sue Lyon, and a great supporting cast.
Yeah, with lots of plaster.
Hoppa, hoppa, hoppa! See Evel Knievel, filmed in Metrocolor from the Fanfare Corporation, rated GP.
You're a lot of noise.
Go away, boy, you bother me.
He's got emotional problems, man.
You mean beyond pessimism?
He's fragile. Very fragile.
Huh? I did not know that.
And that, of course, was At Man or Astro Man from their Project Infinity album. I played Escape Velocity, Put Your Finger in the Socket, which is always good advice, Point Blank, and Alpha Surfari. And then, of course, that wonderful promo for Evel Knievel. You remember him? Well, if you were born in this century, you do not. Anyway, back to the stories. Hope you'd have enjoyed those. Now,
can I say something first?
Yes, of course.
Please don't put your finger in a socket.
No, use your tongue instead. It's much faster.
No.
Aw. Look at you. Being safe.
Yeah.
My plan is to go down to zero listeners by slowly killing them off with bad advice. That's
not a good idea.
No, it is not. Before we get into this next story, I would also say make sure you go into projectpinball.org. That is a charity that is dedicated to putting pinball machines into children's hospitals. They set them on free. It's not a shakedown for quarters. And they also keep them running, which is kind of the rub with the pinball machine. Anyone can put a pinball machine in a hospital, and as soon as they walk out, it'll stop working. But they keep them working. So go to projectpinball.org. They have campaigns all across the country. Maybe one in your city or town or village. Who knows? But you'll be glad you did. And I'm not getting paid to say that. Also, stick around because directly following this show, it's more of me and possibly Craft Brew Sally. That's called Sake Bamagogo. It's angrier and from a different country, but I still stay here. Okay, now back to our regularly scheduled program. So, part two of these wacky stories. The next week, we go to a concert of sorts.
It's more of a show, I would say.
Yeah. What was this show?
It was a Pink Floyd tribute band show.
Village. No.
Yeah.
That's not a village. No. So it was a Pink Floyd. One day they did
Dark Side of the Moon.
Dark Side of the Moon. Then the second day they did Pink Floyd
The Wall.
Yeah. And we chose Dark Side of the Moon.
Yes.
I like The Wall, but it's a little bit, I don't feel so good about life after I listen to The Wall. So I was like, let's not do that. So and this is a real nice theater up in Green Bay. We had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice.
Yeah.
I did walk out of there going, Pink Floyd, I do like Pink Floyd music.
Yes.
I have all their stuff. I think it was more meaningful to me at a different time in my life.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
I used to really like it.
Yeah.
You know? But now I listen to it. I do enjoy it. I buy all their stuff. I have a lot of their stuff. And I do listen to it from time to time. But it's not as impactful as it used to be to me. And I don't know what that's about, but you go through different stages in your life.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
So
we're sitting in the first row of the top mezzanine where it's no one's in front of you. So that's great. And Craft Brew Sally's watching the show. And every now and then I see you videotaping some of this stuff, which is illegal. I won't turn you in, but you know, so you were doing some videotaping and taking pictures and stuff. And that was nice.
Yes.
And at one point, I hear a huge commotion behind me. And Crafter Sally did not hear this commotion.
I did not.
The guy directly behind me. Now, I hear this woman losing it. Like, losing it. And I turn around. This guy's dead. He's, like, literally dead. And he's not moving. And she's screaming and shaking him. And I'm like, what? Curse word, what? And I'm, like, looking at this guy. And he's not moving at all and like being shaken and his eyes are like glazed over. I swore he was dead. And the person next to me, the lady next to me, How did I describe it? She's crapping her rompers because she's because she's like, and I'm like, wow. And then he starts coming to a little bit. But at this point, security has descended and the section's kind of cleared out. And Crab Rustelli still doesn't see this. And I'm like, what the? And I curse word. And then she looks at me and I'm like, and I'm pointing behind me like, this dude's dead. And she's like, what? And then she turns around. And at that time, he had come to, like, it must have been like a seizure.
It possibly was a seizure or maybe a
stroke.
I'm not sure because I don't think, because after all of this, he gets up and walks out. I'm pretty sure if he would have had a stroke, he wouldn't have been able to get up and walk out. But
and this did have a ton of lasers and stuff.
Yeah,
and
so it could have been a seizure or
I don't know what it was, but then I'm thinking to myself, so this guy is whatever happened, and he's coming to, and he's looking me directly in the eyes, and I'm going, what the? So, that was sad. But
yeah.
So, and the some of the people around us were shaken because this was crazy, crazy.
Yeah. You know? And I, doing what I do, I have to be CPR certified. So I was like, how am I going to get up there to give him CPR?
And I was like, you ain't giving this dude CPR. No way.
Yeah, but by that point, when I finally realized what was going on, they had already gotten him up. And I mean,
now
I looked like, after you had said stuff, I looked at him and it was like right when he like woke up.
Or came to.
Yeah.
But it was.
But he like was looking at everybody like, I don't even know where I am.
Yeah, like he came back and it was.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple people like go down. Like there was a guy I worked with that when I first moved to Florida a million years ago. I worked at a restaurant and there was a kid there and he cut himself. I'm no stranger to seeing my own blood. I've seen my blood millions of times.
Yeah.
And this kid cuts his hand. He looks at his hand. And he goes down like he passed out from the sight of blood. And I thought he was kidding around till his head hit the concrete. Then I went, huh, better get that guy an ambulance because he's not doing so good. First of all, his hand's bleeding. Now he has a concussion. So that was pretty wild. And just over the years, you see some stuff. But I never saw that like because he wasn't home.
No.
It freaked me out. And then I started realizing, well, of course that happened. Let's just say the demographic for some of the music I like has slid to the elderly side.
It's not we're youthful. We're kind of on the young side of it, which
you
is like...
You keep telling yourself that.
I am.
Anyway, now, since I've married such a young gal, an old guy like me, let's just say there's lots of gray hair and people that need help up and down steps that go to see Pink Floyd tribute bands.
Yes.
So, I think the golf thing was more unsettling.
Yeah.
Because, like, you see people, that happens sometimes. And I'm glad he got up, but
yeah.
If he would have just died, I would have been like, wow, I don't know how to feel about this concert anymore.
But
it was wild, man.
Yeah.
Seeing that, like, just his wife, presumably his wife or his girlfriend or whatever, shaking him, and he's just nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it was pretty cool. Not cool. I meant wild. Pretty, like, it was unsettlingly, like, wow. Because then you're sitting there and you're going back to it. And there's people down the end of the row that are just getting up and getting down, getting buckets of beer and having fights with their girlfriends. And they're walking back. I was like, well, this is a Pink Floyd concert. That fits. That tracks. And so the whole midsection of that concert was just annoying.
Like, yeah, kind of.
I couldn't focus on the music. I couldn't focus on anything because it's just, you know.
Kind of harshed your buzz.
Yes. My buzz of Mexican tortillas, which is the best kind of best kind of buzz with nachos. That's what it was. What is it?
Vintage Cantina, right aside of the theater.
If you're in Green Bay, do yourself a favor and get the nachos at the Vintage Cantina. You'll
be
glad you did.
The tacos were good too.
I believe you. Yeah. All right, let's enough of that story. Let's drop in some music, and then I don't think there's going to be much time left. We'll be back, possibly. Or maybe not. Who knows? Maybe I'm going to have a seizure. No, I'm not going
to. Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else up there we could talk to?
No. Now go away, or I shall taunt you a second time.
Yeah, there's like a buttload of gangs at this school. This one gang kept wanting me to join because I'm pretty good with the bow staff.
Alright, that was the Messerschmitts from their Church of Reverb from 2014. I played Black Saddle, Cemetery Beach, and of course, Dracula Hates Photo Shoots, because why wouldn't he? And I promise I'll always play that one whenever I play the Messerschmitts. We were going to drop in some music on the way out, but then I was like, you know, we have to have an outro because, you know, special guest, big, big, big round of applause for our special guest, Craft Brew Sally.
Thanks.
Did you have fun?
Yes, I did. Thanks for having me.
No, no problem. You're always in the other room hearing my stupidity. You could pop in anytime you wanted. I hope you had fun.
I did.
And we hope you've enjoyed our time together here on air.
Of course I do.
Okay, good.
And, for a long time.
That's a plus, because, boy, if you hate the person you're married to, that's usually not a good thing.
No.
So, all right, that's going to do it for this week. I hope you have enjoyed these wacky stories. Next week, now we're going to MGC, which is Midwest Gaming Classic down in Milwaukee, and there's going to be some shenanigans there. So we might entice you to come back for another show, maybe?
Yes.
Nice. Who knows? Could be a regular thing.
Maybe.
Never know what the future holds. Maybe not. I don't know. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. We will drop in some music on the way out, and I'll see you next time. Next week. Same bad time, same bad channel.
Who are you?
We are the Knights Who Say... Ni!
No, not ni, the Knights Who Say Ni.
Shoot fast.
power of the dark side.
Are we back? Is this on? It is on. Wonderful. I'm having lots of technical issues. It's really crazy. I'm using the same equipment, same computer and everything, but boy, life just... audio is a harsh maiden. So, and I have my ear, my one earpiece keeps going in and out of my microphone, or my headphones, I mean. It's just crazy. Shit's gone crazy in Tokyo. Anyway, this is, of course, Saki Bamagogo. Coming to you in mono, in my ears. No, coming to you in stereo. This is Big Show 271, and I'm going to drop in some music while I figure out what the heck is going on here, and I'll be right back. Enjoy some music. Oh, before I go, new band alert. I'm not going to play the new band just now, but exciting. So a new band has joined the awesome Saki Bamagogo stable of incredible music. Coming straight out of Japan. Like most, but not all, but most. So here's some other music that you've heard before, if you've listened to this show before, which I hope you have before.
You gotta give me a ride. I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
ずふれることもできず自分との距離確か